Hi, my name is Erin Tillman. I am a dating empowerment coach, speaker, and author known as the Dating Advice Girl. For over 10 years, I've been empowering and coaching singles by helping them improve their social skills, communication skills, and get clear on their dating goals and objectives. Relationships are not one size fits all, but basic consent and respect are important parts of the dating process in order to have an exciting and meaningful connection with others. Listen, learn, and laugh with me on this journey of sex-positive self-discovery. Thanks for listening. Here are my interviews at nonprofit Right Girls annual Lights, Camera, Right Girl event, where famous actors perform the scripts written by Los Angeles teen girls who are a part of the nonprofit's writing program and monthly writing workshops. This year's participating actors included Seth Rogen, Wayne Brady, Lauren Graham, Wendy McClendon Covey, Keiko Agena, and Kirby Howell Baptiste. Listen to them share why they were passionate about being a part of this event and beyond. You'll also hear from two Right Girl mentees and how the program impacted their lives. So I'm here with the legendary, yes, that's right, Seth Rogen. No. Well, okay, so Seth, I guess I'm curious how you heard about Right Girl and what made you want to be a part of this event.
A friend of ours named Carrie, who used to work with my wife, told us about it and has been working with Right Girl for a few years as a mentor. And I myself started writing when I was 13 years old, and I really know that, like, it's never too young to get started, and it's also never too young to be good at writing. Like, I've already read some of the scripts, and they're legitimately fantastic and hilarious.
The girls are amazing.
And so, I mean, yeah, anything I can do. I know when I was young, like, any encouragement was helpful, so anything I can do to help encourage other people is, I will.
Well, let me just say on a personal note, it's really cool to see some of your stature and a man coming in to support young girls. I mean, really, though, really.
I mean,
it means a lot. So this is your first time here. So you've read some of the scripts.
Yes.
And you're excited to be performing them in a little bit. Are you nervous? What kind of feelings do you have about it?
I am nervous. Some of them are like a little dramatic and I'm a little nervous. And I also don't want to make them funny by accident, which is a thing I do sometimes. So yeah, I hope to just honor the material and make the girls happy.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us tonight. It really means a lot. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So I'm here with the fabulous Lauren Graham. Lauren is acting as host MC for tonight's Lights, Camera, Right Girl. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I have my host hat on. It's going to be a lot of dad jokes.
I love dad. Who doesn't like a good dad joke? So why did you want to be a part of this year's Right Girl?
I was looking for something to feel useful and creative and productive and really connect with and still feel like, to some degree, my eighth grade self. Like, I still really am that person, and I saw this organization, which is about writing, expression, creativity, mentoring, and it's that age group that to me is the most vulnerable and the most kind of, you know, time of challenges for young girls. And so I went to a volunteer training, and I just met the most wonderful people and got paired up with a mentee. And so, I don't know, it's just my pleasure to be here and, you know, help make the evening fun.
So I didn't know that you were a part of this whole season of Right Girl. That's amazing. Because a lot of times people come in for like one event, but you were fully committed the whole season. That's amazing.
Well, I didn't want to be just your MC. No. I wanted to do, I just really wanted to do something. Like I am not on a show right now. I am doing a lot of writing myself and I just thought it would be kind of a cool way to spend my time and yeah. So often, I don't know, we get asked to kind of come and show up, but then you don't really know what's going on with an organization. And I've just been so impressed. They care so deeply. The girls are so wonderful. All the people who give their time. So, I don't know. It's just my pleasure to be here.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I'm here with someone who needs no introduction. The fabulous Wayne Brady. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, ma'am?
Doing well. I'm so excited to see you back here for your second or third, right?
The second one.
Yeah, Lights, Camera, Right Girl. So what brings you back? Why are you back here supporting this event?
Because I think that, you know, to quote the amazing Whitney Houston, I believe the children are the future, and specifically these young ladies that I wish that at the ages of 13, 14, 15, I had the mental wherewithal and the ability to put my thoughts onto paper and make them come to life. They're writing better than people that get paid to write on network TV.
That is the truth. What advice would you give to any young writer, performer, etc. in the business who might feel a little down or like, it's so hard, what do? I need some inspiration. Do you have any words of wisdom or inspiration?
I would say perseverance, and I know that you're going to hear that from a lot of people saying, do it, do it, do it, but that really is kind of the thing. As a performer and a writer, you have to show up, and you have to show up for yourself. So especially like these young ladies, they have a voice, they have something they want to say. Just because your voice isn't in vogue right now, you have to keep using it. At some point, someone will go, oh, wait, I like that. So just stick it out.
Because all it takes is one phone call, right?
All it takes is that one person. And that person could be in a room tonight and see a scene that they like and say, who wrote that?
Thank you so much, Wayne Brady. You're the best. Thanks for being here. Have a fantastic night. You're back. This is your second or third Lights, Camera, Mic.
I think it's my fourth.
That's amazing.
I've taken years off between, but yeah, every year I come here and I'm amazed that girls of this age are writing such deep material. And it makes me upset a little bit because they're obviously stressed out. You know, they got a lot on their minds. They got a lot to deal with, but I mean, there was a song performed tonight that was perfection. There were scenes that we performed. There was like a what is right girl to me panel that was next level. It's just, why wasn't I in this when I was a young girl 90 years ago? I don't know.
9 years ago? I was going to say no, 5 years ago.
90.
Please, no.
Very old.
Stop it. So you kind of said it all, but what would you say to someone who is thinking about maybe volunteering for Right Girl? What would you say to them to like push them over the hump to do it?
Well, don't do it if you are afraid that your heart might explode from pride, then don't do it. I can't think of anything more gratifying than helping someone who's just on the cusp of needing to do what they want to do, who has so many options available to them, and helping them get focused, find their voice, and get into college and kind of launch them into the future. We all need mentors. I'm sorry, we all need mentors. And the caliber of women who are mentoring here is, again, next level. Any girl that can get into this program, oh my God,
Do it.
Yeah, do it. Absolutely do it. And if you're thinking about volunteering, Bold Ink Writers needs volunteers as well. Gentlemen.
Well, she said it all, everyone. She knows what she's doing here. Thank you so much, Wendy. Great to see you.
Thank you. Great to see you.
Okay, so I'm here with fabulous actress Keiko Agena. You're back. This is, how many years now have you been here for Light, Camera, Right Girl?
I've lost track. At least 4, 5, 6. I don't know.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
A whole lot.
I'm addicted to Right Girl.
And you know what? The best addiction.
It's worth it.
So what keeps you coming back every year to support this amazing nonprofit?
This is the best night. This is my favorite night. There's something magical that happens in that theater. The girls, their talent, the writing, the people that, you know, Right Girl has gotten to come and participate. It blows my mind. The screenwriters have come to offer their advice. I mean, it's my favorite thing.
It's her favorite thing. I agree with you. It is magical. And, you know, it also is amazing that you lend your support and these girls have someone to look up to, you know, that are doing it in the business currently, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's good to be able to look up to women. And the more that happens over time, the better it is. I mean, there are more and more powerful women showing up just not only in the creative arts, but in everywhere, in politics, and it's an exciting time.
It is an exciting time. Thank you so much for being here. Once again, year 6, 7, 8, we don't know, but we love you.
It doesn't matter, because I'm going to keep coming when they keep inviting me. You know?
Thank you. I'm here with the fabulous Kirby Howe Baptiste. And, you know, this was your first Lights, Camera, Right girl, is that correct?
No, this is actually my second. I did it last year, but last year the format was a little bit different. Like, they did the workshop and the writing part during the day, and then they did the, like, performance in the evening, and I could only do the morning part. So I did it last year, but it's so interesting to do it 2 years in a row, because last year I saw it in its, like, inception stages, and this time I got to see, like, these scripts that were... Truly, a lot of them are, like, worthy to be on the stage and screen already. Like,
it is overwhelming, isn't it? These are teenage girls.
It's intimidating. Truly, as someone who also writes, I read this and I was like, man, if only I had started this early. It's so amazing. Like, I look at that and I'm like, it took me so long to even have the confidence to write and the confidence to call myself a writer. But these girls that, like, you know, from 13 to 18 are fully writers. They have the confidence to call themselves writers. And it means that, like, the future of writing, whether that's journalism, songwriting, screenwriting, is so bright. It's great.
It's so great. I agree with you. It's so inspiring. If there was anybody who wanted to be a part of the organization Right Girl or this event, what would you tell them? Like, what are there any words that come to mind? You've already said a few, but words that come to mind to encourage somebody to be a part of what we're doing here?
I mean, it's kind of obvious but rewarding, but not just like, I think, like, being in service of others is always rewarding, but I think it's rewarding in a way that's like almost like a bank account. It's not just like rewarding because volunteering is rewarding. I think it's rewarding because you genuinely invest in people and you see, like, you get a return. Like, these girls are so talented, and so the things they write, I think actually it's rewarding for all of us because it means all the things that we're going to watch in the future and read in the future are going to be so much better because of programs like this.
Well, and listen, on a personal note, thank you for being a part of this. It's so important. You know, a lot of the girls in the program are minorities, women of color, girls of color, and so they can see you and, like, aspire to, oh my gosh, she's in the business and killing it, and I can too one day because she can do it, and yay! It's just performing my script that I just wrote.
That. I think that's amazing. And also, like, for me, it's inspiring because as the industry is right now, I don't see very many women of color in writers' rooms and in producer sessions and things like that. So it actually, there are times where I get very down about it and very annoyed about it. But seeing a program like this, it makes me so much more hopeful that I'm like, oh, I might be one of the last generations of black actresses that looks around a room and only sees white writers and only sees white people. It might just be that it's change is slow, but it happens, and so I think this is a perfect example of that.
Thank you so much for being here, Kirby. A pleasure, and nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so I am here with Janine. She's a Right Girl alum. Janine, you look fantastic tonight.
Thank you very much. So do you. I see you.
Thank you. So, okay, so how many years were you a part of Right Girl when you were a part of Right Girl?
I was in for my second semester of 11th grade and all of 12th grade.
And what did it do to change your schooling, your trajectory, your life possibly in certain ways?
Right Girl showed me opportunity. I was always a writer, always telling stories, but I didn't know that it could be a job. I didn't know I could make money off of it. No one really told me that until I got to Right Girl. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go ahead and pursue that.
I love it. And why did you decide to come to Lights, Camera, Right Girl tonight to support all of the current Right Girl teens?
Well, selfish reasons, honestly. It's my favorite part. When I was in the program, it was my favorite part. And when my story didn't get picked my first time, that's when I knew that I really liked the program because I was upset. And I was like, this is the bomb.
I want my story to be told by actors on stage.
Absolutely. This is my favorite part, but I mean, Right Girl is my heart, so I'm always supporting.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Oh, actually, one more thing. If you could give a word of advice to a young writer, what is, like, one word of wisdom or one piece of advice you could give to someone who's just starting to write or is nervous about writing?
Just put something on the page. Anything. Just put it on the page. So many people get scared to write before they even do it. Just put something on the page. That's my advice.
Thank you, Janine. Have fun tonight.
Thank you. I will. You have fun too, girl.
Okay, I will.
We're here with Write Girl alum Janelle. Hey, Janelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So happy to have you here. So what has Write Girl meant to you when you were a part of Write Girl and even now actually after the fact? What has Write Girl meant to you?
I was involved with Write Girl for 3 years and it truly changed my life because it taught me to speak up. It taught me to use my voice and to really value creative writing as a tool for empowerment.
I mean, speaking up is such a huge thing in 2019, especially with what's going on in the world. We need to feel empowered to speak up, especially young girls and women, right?
Absolutely. I think now I'm so focused on poetry and creative writing as a tool for empowerment, and I'll be going to grad school in the fall.
Oh, congrats!
Yeah.
Oh, that's so amazing. Where are you going to grad school?
I'll be in London.
What?
Yeah. So Allison Deegan, who's Write Girl's associate director, actually coached me a lot through my application for a Marshall Scholarship. And so I'll be in the UK for 2 years for grad school.
Okay, that's amazing. And just a personal note, I lived in London for a while after college, and you're going to love it. I don't know if you've been before. It's going to be the best time of your life. So thank you so much for being here, and have so much fun tonight.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy.